Southern Lyon County Schools, creating the future today with pride, tradition, and excellence.
Michael Deaker alongside Tegan Trahoon. Second half action just about ready to get underway from Watt Auditorium, Ron Slaymaker Court. Coach Slay picking up a first-round victory here for the Opie Eagles, advancing to the semifinal Friday with a 43-22 victory over Waverly. Uh-oh. What happened?
Allie Smith.
What did I say wrong? I thought I had everything.
No, you're fine. You were absolutely right. Allie Smith was walking back out there still clutching his stomach, and Tyson Bolson, I couldn't make out the full sentence. All I said was, not that close. He didn't, in case Allie were to, have some stomach problems. I don't think he wanted to be the recipient of it.
Taking your keys to the second half as we await the throw-in from Derek Holting.
Well, Opie needs to not coast through this. I mean, you know, you've already got an impressive lead. You need to keep building on that. I mean, every opportunity you get to fire the shot is really training for the next round. Hartford, on the other hand, they've done a great job of kind of knocking down some shots. The problem is they're taking a lot of wild shots rather than focusing on taking some good looks. They're just trying to force some shots home. You know, it's not insurmountable at this point, 45-12. That's still doable to get back into this one. You just need to start being a little more selective with your shots.
Tyson Bolson nearly gets a steal but goes out of bounds. He'll be subbed out by Nolan Trester. And Truman Bailey with it in the corner. He'll drag his pivot foot as he's driving to the baseline. So it'll be a turnover back to the Jaguars. Backcourt pressure applied by the Eagles. 45-12, their lead. Allie Smith with it on the foul line, at the timeline, excuse me, now wing, now in the corner. Get a ball screen from Trey Torrance. Fadeaway jumper on the baseline is good for Allie Smith.
Well, whatever may be the issue, it doesn't seem to be affecting his play here. He's been going hard all night.
Foraker on the wing, now elbow into the post to Skowski. Skowski dribbles it back to the elbow. Now wing to Holting. Holting, step back jumper, good. From 15 feet away.
It's a good answer.
Holting with the team high, 12 points. Re-extends the lead to
33.
Trester, left wing. Now up top to Torrance. Right side to Smith. Alley to left side to Baker. Now left corner to Soule. Soule will drive baseline. Spin move at the block. Back out to Baker. Back to Soule in the corner. Get a bowl screen from Baker. Now drives to the elbow. Now mid lane. Throws up a shot. It'll be waved off. They're going to call a foul on the drive. It'll be Skowski's third, team's first here in the second half, and Trey Torrance will inbound on the left baseline. Torrance going up top to Trester. Trester to the elbow, now block, throws up a shot, a little bit too strong, rebound to Skowski.
15th board overall for Olpe here tonight, only seven on the books for Hartford.
Holton going left elbow to the right block off the window and good. He's got a quick 4 points. 14 points on the night for Derek Holton. Trester on the right wing. Now left side to Baker. Now left wing to Allie Smith. Smith to the foul line. Now mid lane throws up a floater. It does not fall, but a Duncan Baker getting a tip in the fall through. 49-16, Opie's lead, 5:58 to play in the third. Bailey up top, left unattended, his three. Off the mark to the left, rebound tipped out and recovered by Bailey on the left wing. Now up top to Redeker. Redeker, ball fake, drive to the left elbow, rimming out, no good on the shot. And Tetskowski's going to go over the back. That'll be his fourth. He just throws his hands up in desperation, saying, God, come on, man, I'm a football player.
The inner monologue in his head just being like, what do you want me to do?
And we're going to have substitutions now, I think. Blake Skowski will sub out his brother. Ted goes to the bench. Allie Smith will be subbed out, along with Nolan Trester by Tyson Bolson and Devin Smith. 5:40 to play in the third. Opie with a 49-16 advantage. Bolson with it at the wing. Gets it poked away by Derek Holting. Holting now with it. He'll be fouled from behind. Fouls on Bolson. That'll be Bolson's third, team's first.
I didn't even notice him come off the court there, Allie Smith on the bench for Hartford. And the way he's been looking, that might not be a short-term visit.
Redeker to Foraker, up top to Bailey. Bailey thinks about it. Now to the elbow. Now back to Foraker. Foraker, the left block. Lowers the shoulder.
Yep.
And lays the boom to Duncan Baker. And you can't do that on the basketball court. That'll be Foraker's first foul, team second. And it'll go back on another turnover for the Eagles. That's actually the second one. And then it's going to be stolen right back by Holting on an errant pass. Now to the Redeker. Redeker driving baseline. Right block to Bailey. Pump fake. Does not get the shot to fall, but the offensive board by Eli Foraker does not fall through, but he is fouled, and he'll go to the line for two foul shots.
17th board for Olpe. I think that is almost their 10th. That should be actually their 9th offensive board overall.
First one from Foraker. No good. Oliver Smith, the 5'10 freshman, in for Duncan Baker. Second one from Foraker, short, rebound to Trey Torrens and gets Blake Skowski to go over the back. That'll be the second on Blake. Team's fourth. Devin Smith, the inbound.
Needs to get it in.
Goes up top to Torrens, out of his hands and in the hands of Soul. 5 minutes to play in the third, 49-16, Opie's lead. Soul. Spin move at the foul line into the mid lane, and his jumper good from there. Soul with 7 points. Redeker now at the point, going to left corner of the Foraker. Foraker driving baseline, puts it on the floor, recovers. Now right side, the Bailey. 15-foot jumper, short. Rebound, going to be won by Soul as it's stocked out of the hands of Holting. Soul now with it. Elbow, throws up a floater. It's missed. Rebound to Torrens. Now in the hands of Smith. Devin Smith throws up a right-handed hook shot. That falls through for Devin Smith.
I'm actually not sure that was a missed shot there by Soul. I think that was a pass to Trey Torrens down low because it was not even on par with the rim. And Soul doesn't typically take shots that miss that wide. I think he was trying to feed it, disguise it as a layup, and it actually almost worked out.
Darren Hines and Blake Redeker into the ball game. Truman Bailey and Eli Foraker to set as the pass went through the hands of Blake Skowski but off a Jaguar, and that'll get a emphatic take care of the ball by Coach Schmidt. Into the elbow to Skowski, back out to Hines. Hines to the mid lane, picks up his dribble into the corner to Damon Redeker, three in the corner. Good for Cody Thurston with Midwest Land Group 3. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Lead out to 32 here for Olpe.
And Darren Hines with a steal against Tyson Bolson at midcourt. Hines to Blake Redeker, left side. Will drive to the up top. Gets it poked away by Tyson Bolson, but Bolson will be fouling Blake Redeker and Bolson.
Now Bolson looks to be in a little bit of pain there. He's clutching at his left ankle. I think he might have rolled it a little bit there off that steal.
He'll come to the bench regardless with four fouls with 3:43 to play in the third. Ethan Redeker into the ballgame for the first time, the 5'5 sophomore. He'll sub out Damon Redeker. Blake Redeker with it. Now left side to Darren Hines. Hines and the Skowski. Skowski lobbing it into Derek Holting. And Holting shot rejected from behind. They're going to say Shaden Soul had a little bit too much body contact.
That's putting it mildly.
That'll be his second, team's third.
Doing his best Wreck-It Ralph impression, just coming right down on top of him.
And two shots for Derek Holting. Actually, that's the third on Soul. Holting looking to add to his game-high 14 points. Leaves it short on the first one. 52-20, 3:32 to play in the third quarter. Second one from the senior Holting falls through. Devin Smith with the inbound to Allie Smith. Allie with it. At the Powery, we met in the half-court trap by Blake Redeker and Ethan Redeker. Skips it over the right side to Soul. Soul wing to the block, off the glass, and good. And he is fouled, and he'll go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Hartford not going to make this an easy task for Olpe, as Olpe trying to keep it above 30, and Hartford keeps knocking at him there. This make would make it a 30-point ball game, and Jaguars doing a great job of attacking the basket here in this second.
Shot in the air and short. Rebound to Holting. Holting at the Powerine, now picked up in a man-to-man defense by Shaden Soule. Right side to Ethan. Ethan to Blake Skowski now, and the Blake Redeker. Blake, left side to Darren Hines in the corner. Hines driving, mid lane, throw up a floater, and it falls through for Darren Hines.
Put it back at 33.
Allie Smith at midcourt, now on the wing, being guarded by Blake Redeker. Blake making him work for any small opening. We're going to have an illegal screen by Oliver Smith. Got there a little bit too late. His feet were not set. That'll be Oliver's first foul. Team's fifth. Remind you guys that the City of Hartford, a proud sponsor of our broadcast, the City of Hartford, which takes great pride in their schools and community. Best of luck to the Jaguars.
20th turnover overall here for the Jaguars tonight.
Also, the Harrison Body Shop in Madison for restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation. Free estimates. Darren Hines in the corner now, elbow. Back to Damon Redeker on the right wing as he's subbed back in. Damon at the elbow now, spin move, kicked out to Ethan Redeker. He thought about a right wing three, nothing there. Now Blake Redeker left side. Blake over to Darren Hines, three on the wing. It's short, rebound to Trey Torrance. Torrance outlet pass to Allie Smith, and Allie Smith up the court. We go to Shaden Soule on the wings. Soule will back down Hines, fadeaway jumper on the baseline is missed. Rebound to Bailey. Bailey up the court. We go to Damon Redeker. Redeker up top, left side to Bailey. Pump fake, foul line, right block off the glass and good for Truman Bailey. He's got 8 points.
That was just a great attack right there. He goes right at the defense, and they don't want to risk any more fouls. They kind of let him walk in.
Soule jumper at the elbow is missed. Rebound to Damon Redeker. Redeker will push it in the front court. Top of the key, right corner to Blake. Blake into Darren Hines, back up top to Ethan Redeker. Now left side to Truman Bailey, left wing three on the air. It's missed. Rebound to Devin Smith. Allie now with it in the front court. Streaking down the other way, crossing over to defender, but leaves the layup short. Rebound in the hands of Damon Redeker. Redeker up the court. We go to Blake Redeker. Right block off the window. Too strong on the layup. Rebound saved inbound from Allie Smith, but into the hands of Damon Redeker, and he converts from 10 feet away on the left baseline. Allie Smith streaking the other way, and we're going to reach in on Damon Redeker. He shakes his head like, why did I do that? That should be his first, team sixth. Dexton Holting, the 5'7 freshman, subs in for the Eagles. He'll sub out Darren Hines at one point. Dexton had three older brothers playing for the Opie Eagles.
Wow.
And that was a rare occurrence. I think it had to go back to the 50s since the last time that was done. Nolan Rhodes and Annan Tiemeyer into the contest for the Eagles. Trey Torrance with the inbound. 59-22 Opie's lead. 1:04 to play in the third. Allie Smith lob inside to Duncan Baker. And Annan Tiemeyer will poke it away, but will reach inside. So that'll be his first, team seventh. So bonus time for Duncan Baker. Many thanks to Townside Apartments in Burlingame, where seniors and disabled residents can enjoy country living. Contact Michelle for leasing information at 785-654-3100. 1-1 for Baker. It's short. Rebound won by Dexton Holting. Holting will keep it himself into the front court. Now wing. Picks up his dribble, finding Bailey at the top of the key. He'll go elbow. Now to the right corner to Tiemeyer. Now Ethan Redeker. Left side to Dexton Holting. He'll step into a left wing three. It's short. Might have been deflected. Into the hands of Shaden Soule. Soule driving on Bailey. Crossing him over at the elbow. Loses a handle on it, but Trey Torrance right there to clean up the mail, and his putback is good. Trey Torrance's first bucket of the contest. He's got 3 points on the night. Holting into Nolan Rhodes down low. He leaves it short. Rhodes is not blessed with his cousin's Trevor Quaney's height. Now in the hands of Allie Smith. Behind his back, razzle-dazzle elbow jumper is no good. Rebound to Annan Tiemeyer. Outlet pass to Truman Bailey. Nearly stolen away by Trey Torrance. 10 seconds now for the Eagles. 59-24, they lead it. Bailey at the top, now elbow. Now right block off the glass. It's short. Rebound to Allie Smith. Can he have heroics again? This time it's short. So after three quarters of play, our end of the third quarter score, 59-24, Opie with the advantage. We'll take a quick break and have fourth and final quarter coverage of the Lyon County League tournament coverage on Country 101.7 FM.
This is Lacey Hamlin
and Jan Utek of Eck Real Estate. Many people assume that when the weather turns cold, the real estate business turns cold as well.
While things may slow down, there are always opportunities to list your home. Wintertime is a great time to start thinking about getting your finances in order or your house ready for the spring market.
We can help you do just that.
Call me, Lacey Hamlin, at 481-0213
or me, Jan Utek, at 343-5100. Eck Real Estate, we get results that move you.
Your home isn't just somewhere you live, it's your place. A place where memories are made and where you deserve to feel safe and sound. That's why protecting your home with a roof from GR Roofing is the peace of mind you need. From state-of-the-art stone-coated metal or traditional asphalt roofing to the gutters and downspouts, the team at GR Roofing has you covered. Call Mark Rummel or Todd Griffin today, 344-0661. GR Roofing, your area metal roofing specialists.
We welcome you back to Watt Auditorium. 35-point advantage for the Opie Eagles. We'll be running clock here the rest of the way. Many thanks to Mayer Electric. See Kevin Mayer for all your indoor and outdoor commercial and residential electrical needs. Proud to support the Opie Eagles and to the Bank of Burlingame, serving all of your banking needs. Member FDIC, proud to support the Burlingame athletic teams on and off the court. Jaguars with possession. Spin move by Shaden Soule. It's poked away into the hands of Nolan Trester on the baseline. Now back to Soule on the wing. He'll reattack the basket off the glass and good. Soule's got double figures now. That's his 11th point of the contest. Bailey now right corner. Now Damon Redeker. Now up top to Holting. Now left side. The 4 acre. Ted Skowski on the left baseline. Up top to Truman Bailey. Top of the key. Two as his foot was on the line. Bailey in the double figures with 10. Re-extends the lead to 35. It appears Opie will face off with Burlingame in a 1-4 matchup on Friday. Of course, the other boys' semifinal matchup, Madison and Lebo. Right block shot by Trey Torrens is off the mark, but he is fouled, and he'll go to line for two foul shots. Of course, Lebo taking on Opie. Burlingame taking on Madison on the girls' side of the semifinal bracket. Foul shot from Trey Torrens is good.
We're getting a lot of early round rematches from previous Lyon County League Championship games, as you mentioned, if Opie holds on here, as it looks like they will.
Second one good from Trey.
They'll match up with Burlingame, who could forget the instant classic that was the 2018 Boys Championship game. Two overtimes. Burlingame comes out 43-36, the winner. It was first Lyon County League tournament coverage for myself there.
Right wing three from Truman Bailey falling through for that Cody Thurston Midwest Lang Group 3. 64-28, Opie with the advantage. 6 minutes to play in the ball game. Dre Torrens driving on Bailey. He's at the block. Up top the Baker. Now right side the Trester. Trester. The drive to the top of the key, now finding Shaden Soule. Soule looking to drive, now elbow, picking up his dribble, and he'll travel.
Yep.
Many thanks to Cheever Well Service in Madison for rod and tubing service and cleanout. Fully insured. So what are we, is it a dentist? No, it's rod and tubing.
Hey.
Also to USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you.
Hey, it could be a medical clinic too, you know. I've had to have a rod put in place before after breaking my ankle, and I've definitely had some tubes used. So, you know, it could be either one.
Skowski to the floor. He'll be poked down by Duncan Baker. It'll be his second, team sixth. 5-18 and counting, 64-28, Opie's lead. Skowski with it up on the high left elbow, right elbow to 4 acre. Nice pass to Derek Holting on the opposite block. Off the glass and good.
Now that's the one thing about Opie. You give them an inch, they'll take it for a mile, and they've been going for country mile here in the later half of this ball game.
Soule, right baseline jumper, no good. Offensive board by Devin Smith. He bangs it off the bottom of the backboard. It's missed. Rebound to Bailey. Bailey in the front court now, looking to go coast to coast. Finding Ted Skowski. Skowski up and under, but he leaves it off the bottom of the rim. Gets his own board. Patting the stats. He leaves it short again. Gets another offensive rebound. Skowski up top to Holting. Three on the way. No good. This time rebound brought down by Duncan Baker with some swinging elbows. Clearing it out, and Bolson dribbles it off his foot. 4.5 to play in the ball game. Opie with a 38-point advantage, 66-28. Smith over, that's Devin Smith over to Tyson Bolson. Bolson will get a ball screen from Trey Torrance. Bolson at the elbow, fadeaway jumper, good for the freshman.
Great
look. Tyson Bolson with his first points of his Lyon County League tournament career.
That was a great look by Bolson. He just creates the separation, steps into it, and shoots right over everyone.
Skowski with the baseline jumper that's missed, rebound to the Jaguars. Sol, elbow, mid lane. No good, but he is fouled and go to line for two foul shots. Shift change up coming for the Opie Eagles. It reminds us that our coverage brought to you in part by Rayburn Heating and Cooling, Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Madison Bulldogs. Also to the Lebo Booster Club. They back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all of their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves.
What did you finally got your messenger to work? Did I say
no,
something wrong?
Someone else just texted me and said, you ever figure out that phone problem?
Shaden Sol gets the first one to fall through. Second one, no good. Rebound to Andon Tiemeyer. So 5-4 for the Eagles. It's Andon Tiemeyer, Blake Redeker, Nolan Rhodes, Blake Skowski, and Darren Hines. Blake at the point, behind his back, up top to Tiemeyer, now left side to Rhodes, now in the corner to Hines. Hines into Blake Skowski. Skowski will back down. Oliver Smith, fadeaway jumper on the baseline, rimming out, no good. Rebound to Nolan Trester.
Coach Colton Barrett very pleased with that defensive opportunity by his team, as he really liked the pressure they applied and nobody really got into any trouble.
Homer Bomar out there for the Jaguars, as is Kevin Goza. Goza with it, now handing it off to Sol. Sol at the elbow, now in the corner to Trester. Three in the corner is short. Rebound to Hines.
It's a good look.
I think Tony Haig is giving Ted Vanocker some trouble because he said, why wasn't the 1922 teams invited, Ted? Surely they could send in a proxy as Darren Hines collects an offensive board. His putback is good. Having a official timeout for substitutions is Tyson Bolson back in the contest, as is Ethan Redeker and Dexton Holting.
Well, that make by Opie right there just broke a six-shot miss streak. That's their first one in the last seven.
Bolson with it over to left side to Trester. Trester, get a ball screen from Smith. Pick and roll, nothing there. No, up top to Goza. Goza on the right side, back to Bolson. Bolson, step back three, feeling it, but not close on the shot. Rebound that goes and out to Bomar. Bomar with it, right, left wing, thought about it. Crosses over Holting, crosses him back. Now up top to Bolson. 1:43 to play, 68-31, Opie's lead. Trester driving on Skowski, throwing up a shot. It's off the side of the backboard, no good. Rebound to Tiemeyer. Ethan Redeker now with it, crossing over Bolson. The foul line, left wing three by Tiemeyer. Ooh. It's short. Rebound, going to be won by Kevin Goza. And Blake Skowski just diving for a loose ball. And yeah, I think you'll pick up a foul, so we'll have bonus time once again for the Jaguars. That's Skowski's third, team's 10th, so double bonus for Tyson Bolson. Bolson working his way into the starting lineup, impressing Colton Berdy's part of an impressive freshman class for the Jaguars as he misses the first one. Of course, Bolson has the last name that a few Hartford fans may remember.
Mm-hmm.
Second one missed by Tyson. Ethan Redeker now with it, 38 seconds and counting, over the Dexton Holting. Holting into Nolan Rhodes. Nolan left block, puts it on the floor, dribbles it off his leg and out of bounds. Trester with the inbound, 23 seconds and counting for the Jaguars. Bolson left side. The homer, Bomar. He'll drive, pick up a foul on Ethan Redeker, so Bomar will go to line for two foul shots.
Won't be able to get him off, I don't think.
Let him shoot it. Two foul shots. Not going to wave it off. Or are they going to wave it off?
Yep.
Nope. Not going to allow him to shoot. So our final score, 68-31. That's the ball game, folks. Opie advances on to face the Burlingame Bearcats. That rounds out our quarterfinal coverage of the 101st Lyon County League Tournament. take a quick break, have final stats and analysis and preview what's to come on the consolation side of the bracket on Thursday. But you're listening to continued coverage of the Lyon County League Tournament on Country 101.7 FM.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Qualifications, rules, and limitations apply. Rates, rewards, and restrictions may vary by account. Contact institution for details.
Tickets, popcorn, and sodas. That'll be $35. Cash or debit?
Debit! I mean, I'd like to use my debit card, please. Can I do it?
Okay.
All right! Swiping now!
What if paying with your debit card was always this exciting? Kasasa Cash Back is a free checking account that pays you for everyday debit card purchases every month you qualify. Plus, with ATM withdrawal fee refunds nationwide, that's a lot of extra cash to spend on whatever you like.
Ask for Kasasa at First National Bank of Kansas in Burlington, Waverly, and Osage City.
At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, quality products and great customer service are what we value most. And how important a clean environment is for you to see the newest from Chevy and Buick. Chevy is the only brand to earn J.D. Power Dependability Awards for 5 years in a row. And Buick has an incredible lineup of luxury SUVs. Need maintenance or repair work? Let our award-winning service professionals get you back on the road. It's our total commitment for more than 50 years that has made the difference. Come in today or visit us at longvineauto.com. Chevy. Find new roads.
Think that custom cabinets are too expensive? Not at Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Their spacious facility enables them to be more efficient with more options, faster service, and they deliver and install every project. And best of all, it's affordable. Schmidt Custom Cabinetry can build to fit your budget. Visit them at their showroom on Highway 99 in Olpe to see the latest in design for your kitchen, bath, or other home or office projects. Schmidt Custom Cabinetry, where craftsmanship is their legacy.
Moon Title and Escrow is a full-service title insurance, closing, and escrow company serving Lyon and surrounding counties. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff would like to wish good luck to all the Lyon County League teams in the tournament. Moon Title and Escrow provides services for residential and commercial in title insurance, real estate closings, and escrow services. They're located at 421 Commercial Street in downtown Emporia and serve Lyon and surrounding counties.
Hope Eagles victorious.